Chapter 8. God Forgives. The next day, the prison soldiers noticed some prisoners throwing dirt out from their boots. The prison was searched, and the tunnel was found. The governor came and questioned everyone. He wanted to know who had dug the hole. Those who knew did not betray Semyonich. They knew Semyonich would be badly beaten. At last, the governor turned to Aksionov and said, "You always tell the truth, old man. Tell me, before God, who dug the hole?" Aksionov trembled. He thought, "Why should I protect the man who ruined my life? But if I tell, they may beat him to death. What good would his death really do me?" Aksionov decided to say nothing. He told the governor, "It is not God's will that I tell you." The governor could not change his mind, and the matter was left. That night, when Aksionov was in bed, Semyonich approached him. "What do you want?" asked Aksionov, sitting up. Semyonich whispered, "Forgive me." "What for?" asked Aksionov. "It was I who killed the merchant," said Semyonich. "I hid the knife among your things. I meant to kill you too, but I heard a noise outside. Then I hid the knife in your bag and escaped out of the window." He knelt upon the ground. "For the love of God, forgive me. I will confess that it was me. You will be released to go home." "It is easy for you to talk," said Aksionov, "but I have suffered for you these 26 years. Where could I go? My wife is dead. My children have forgotten me." Semyonich begged again for forgiveness. "You had pity on me and did not tell them about the hole I dug. You must forgive me." He began to sob. As Aksionov listened to him, he cried too. "God will forgive you," he said. "Maybe I am 100 times worse than you." With these words, Aksionov's heart grew light. The longing for home left him. He only hoped to die at last. After that night, Semyonich confessed his guilt. As a result, Aksionov was to be set free. But when the order to release him came, Aksionov was already dead. He had died in peace.